any of the show? You can get Scheman and Shepherd all the time with Scheman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I am Greg Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. We are thrilled to have you along on a Thursday. It is a big day in sports. We got the NFL debut. We got college football with the Miami playing tonight. NBA playoffs, NHL. It's all going on at the same time.
Cardinals hit another home run during the break. It's 10-2. It's only the fourth inning. I think they might get to 20 again. They're halfway there. We're not halfway through the game yet.
Now, the Tigers only gave up 19 yesterday, so. But I'm just saying.
Hey, you're right.
Has anybody ever given up back-to-back 20s? Because the Marlins.
That's a great question.
The Marlins could do it.
The Marlins gave up 29 last night, 11 in the second inning.
The record in baseball is 30, by the way. Yeah, that's just awful.
My lifetime, the most I remember my Red Sox was against Cleveland in 86. I think it was 24-4. There was a 2 years in a row with the Florida Marlins back then. They waxed them by some ridiculous amount of runs, and then the Marlins did it to them, like 15 or 16 runs. I think that each game, I think they scored in each route of each other, they scored 10 runs in the first inning, something like that.
Embarrassing. Like you said me during the break, we've both had to broadcast games like that.
Oh.
It's a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. On the winning side or the losing side, it's just awful.
Yep.
It's not real baseball.
Sonny Burkoff of Text Line Gator Nation. You think Billy Donovan takes another NBA job or does he go back to college?
Yeah,
I think he absolutely takes an NBA job. And like I think a great fit for him would be the Pelicans. I think with Lonzo Ball and Zion, that's a good fit for him.
Yeah, I want to see him go back to college.
I think he'd be great in college. Oh, no, I agree.
I mean, he's proven he's great at both levels. I understand him wanting to stay in the NBA. I like him in college.
Yeah.
I think he's good for the college game, but I'm also a college basketball fan.
Yep.
Most people lean towards the NBA.
Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Not in this market, but nationally, I mean, you're going to get more profile, obviously, being on the NBA's platform as opposed to, especially where he was in the SEC. It doesn't mean more down here for college basketball.
I know, but he was on TV all the time as coach of the Gators, and largely in the regular season, nobody watches Oklahoma City basketball in the regular season.
Because they kind of hit their...
Well, they did when Durant was there.
Like, the Gators kind of hit their peak when Kentucky basketball, remember, that's when they were hiring Billy Gillespie from Texas A&M, and they were just in a weird spot, like post-Tubby, pre-Calipari. So, like, the Gators had all this going, and they didn't even have Kentucky to compete against every year.
Yeah.
It was a little frustrating.
All right, we're going to do our predictions and put them on the board. This is the things that Chris, Pete, and I like to stick in each other's faces as the season unravels.
Glad you said faces.
We'll have our predictions from September 10th as to who we think will win the divisions, the wild cards, and all that. But first, it is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
All right, it has been 121 days since the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. They are back in action tonight hosting the Houston Texans. We will have coverage on 99.3 ESPN starting at 7:30. Kickoff will be on NBC at 8:20. The U gets their 2020 football season underway tonight. They are at home against UAB. Fans will be in attendance. That game will be on the ACC Network shortly after 8 o'clock. And the Tigers have not allowed a home run since we last spoke.
Thank you.
Although the bases are juiced.
We got an hour and 52, an hour and 50 minutes before we get off the air. I will say that St. Louis scores at least 16 runs. Six more runs by the time we get off
the air. So you're saying the total is 5.5. Am I going over or under?
Yeah, I'm going over. And even
you know,
right now,
no, we'll go 6.5. Six and a half is the total. Again, bases juiced, bottom of the fourth, one out.
I didn't even see that. Bases were juiced. I made that assumption.
By the way.
Okay. I'll
you guys are looking at this all wrong.
16. At least 16.
If we get to that point, you got to root for the 19.
You got to root for back-to-back 19 run games.
I'm saying at least 16.
But it is funny. I mean, look, the Tigers, their last 13 innings have been horrendous.
Disastrous.
All-time horrendous.
All-time worst.
And they've still allowed the number of runs the Marlins allowed in 9 innings last night.
That's great. By the way, you said Super Bowl 121 days. It's 221, right?
I said 221.
This time you said 121.
Did I? I'm sorry.
The other two times you said 221.
I misread that time then. Yes, 221, obviously.
Infield fly rule.
Oh.
But it's still only two outs and bases juiced.
Mm. There's hope. All right, how are we going to do this? We're going to make our predictions now for the NFL season?
You're writing these down because I'm not.
Well, yeah, I'll write them down.
Well, I'm not writing them
down. Chris always writes them down. He's Mr. Sticky Pad.
Well, we had controversy last year because
what happened?
How are we doing this?
So we don't need to pick. I don't think we need to. Let's pick division winners.
Yeah, then just go AFC championship.
Three wild cards. Let's pick your AFC championship, your NFC championship, your Super Bowl.
Okay, that's fine.
I need to, all right, hold
that's
on.
That's fine.
I picked my teams out of each conference, but I didn't have who they're playing against. I can do that on the fly. I'm smart.
But see, this could come out like if they say AFC championship, say I pick team A, team B for the AFC championship. I mean,
we're not going to hold it against you. There's no points up for grab on this.
Okay, no, but I'm saying, but if, you know, if we're going like 1 through 7, I may not have it. When it's all played out, I may not have it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I get it.
It's all right. We'll just
understand.
Okay, we'll just throw it
out.
Yeah,
okay, it's okay. That's okay. You ready?
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Detroit Tiger just fell into the net. Huh. He's okay. That was chasing a foul ball. He's hurt.
Oh.
Maben. He's been in the league a long time. Long while.
Yeah.
He just flew into the stand. Well, into the net.
Still giving effort. Oh, here's Lane Thomas, who homered his last time up. His first one of the season.
Cameron got tangled.
With his 160 batting average, just cranked one.
Okay,
how are we going division by division? Are we going on-air person per on-air person? What are we doing?
Well, let's start it off. Let's just go, like, start AFC East.
All right, AFC East.
And then we'll just do it, and then we'll go around for, just do division winners first.
Okay, Pete Shepard, why don't you start with your beloved AFC East?
Okay, and I think it's going to be real close. In a tiebreaker fashion, I will pick the Patriots at
Homer
10-6 or 9-7, too, because they have a tough schedule. But I think it's going to be close.
All right.
But I picked the Patriots to win the AFC East.
I, Craig Sheeman, am picking the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
Quite comfortably.
No, it will not be comfortable.
It's one good team in that division.
You're right.
All right, Chris.
Quarterback.
You going Fins up or you going Bills? I know you're not going Patriots or Jets.
No, I'm not going Patriots. Oh, I have the Patriots finishing third in this division. No, I'm not. Look, I'm going to be a straight shooter on this. I'm going to call it like I see it. I'm going to call a spade, a heart, and a club. And this is what I do. The best team in the AFC East this year, right now, on paper, it's the Buffalo Bills.
Agreed.
Would it surprise me if the Dolphins go out and put up a 12 in the win column? No, absolutely not.
12 wins?
Look,
what?
I didn't say it. I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked if Tua comes in and takes the world by storm the same way he did in college football. But no. The safe, prudent play is the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you writing all this down? So you and me got the Bills. Pete's got his homer pick with the Patriots.
No, it's a logical pick. It's probably going to be by a game. Probably 9-7, 8-8.
The AFC North. Pete Shepard?
I'm absolutely picking the Baltimore Ravens here.
Okay.
Absolutely. Baltimore Ravens.
I concur.
I think it'll be a much improved division. Obviously, I think the Browns will play a lot better this year. And Joey Burrow, I don't know what to expect. So far, all reports are good. I think there'll be a lot more. And the Bengals were competitive in some games last year, so some.
I too, look for Cleveland to improve. I am taking Baltimore, for the record, to win the division. And let's not overlook the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger. If he's healthy, that means a lot of wins if you have a good quarterback. But I will take the Baltimore Ravens to win a division. Chris?
Interesting note about the AFC North. No team's ever three-peated.
Ever?
The Ravens have won the AFC North the last two seasons.
Interesting.
Okay, in the current format, because the Steelers three-peated many times.
With that being said, I think the Ravens make history, and they become the first team to win the AFC North in three consecutive years. Clean sweep. We'll all go Ravens.
What suspense. All right. The AFC South, where, frankly, I think three teams are playoff worthy in this one. This is a tough division. Pete?
I got to go with the Tennessee Titans here. And I do think it will be competitive with Indy and Houston. Jacksonville might be the worst team in the league when it's all said and done. But that's a tough division. All those games, Tennessee, Indy, and Houston, when they all play each other, that is going to be a battle. But I like the Titans to come out on top.
All right. This is going to be my surprise pick.
Yeah, you love this team.
Of the season. I think Phillip Rivers has a bounce back year. I think the Colts roster is pretty darn good, to be honest with you. And you put him on there. I'm gonna pick the Colts to win this division. They're gonna beat Bill O'Brien and Houston because I think they take a step backward without D-Hop. Tennessee's a good team. I got Tennessee third, and Jacksonville, you're right, could be the worst team in football. But put me down for the Colts. This is not a homer pick of having lived there. I actually think they're going to be pretty good this year. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we all agree that Jacksonville's going to be the worst team in this division. I concur with that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll with my boy, Ryan Tannehill.
Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
I should have won the MVP last year. Statistics, just statistically speaking, he was right there. Okay, maybe Lamar Jackson should have won it, but Ryan Tannehill, top three MVP candidate from last year, he'll continue that form year. He'll continue that form this year, and they'll ride Ryan's right arm to the playoffs, not Derrick Henry's two legs.
All right. I think it'll be a combination.
Oh, yeah, but it's about painting the picture.
All right, we move on to the AFC West, Pete Shepard.
Well, you know, I really want to think outside the box here, and part of me really wants to pick Denver because I know how difficult
it is.
You're
so high on this team.
I know how difficult it is to get back to the playoffs. I know everybody wants to pencil in Kansas City to go all the way every single year for the next decade. It's just not that easy, but I'm not ready to go there just yet. Unless Houston wins tonight, then I'm changing my mind. No, but I will pick the Kansas City Chiefs. But I don't think it will be as easy as people think.
All right. As far as the division goes, I think Vegas is going to be muchly improved. I am not as high on Denver as you are, and Von Miller's not helping their case. And with Tyrod Taylor, this is a layup. The Chargers are in last place this year. So that leaves me with no choice but to take the Kansas City Chiefs to win the division. Thank you.
Yep, moving along.
Okay. All right. Let's move over into the NFC.
NFC East.
Pete Shepard.
I think Dak Prescott's going to have the best year of his career. And if you really look at the offensive numbers last year, despite inept coaching, I thought, on Garrett and company, I think he's, under Mike McCarthy, he's going to have his best season. I like the Cowboys to win the division, and all I'll say about the Washington football team is their front seven is really good. They are going to be a lot tougher. They're still going to finish in last place, don't get me wrong, but they're not going to be a cakewalk in a lot of these games, especially in a division. They're going to be better than people think, and they've got a great coach in Ron Rivera. Hopefully he's healthy, but the Giants and Eagles, the Eagles I have a little bit of faith in. The Giants I have zero.
All right.
But they're not as bad as Washington.
With Jason Garrett gone, Mike McCarthy there, Dak Prescott more than motivated, this is the Cowboys' year to win the division. I'll go Philly second, Giants third, Washington will come in last place. Mm-hmm. Chris?
I'm going to get burned by this pick. Telling everybody right now, I'm going to get burned by this pick.
You're going to pick the Giants?
God, no. I think the Giants I was actually upset that you said that the Giants would finish ahead of the football team. The football team's much better than the Giants. The Giants are
much crap. Better?
The Giants are crap. Yeah. I'm sorry. That defense, a Colander can stop more than that defense. Okay. Horrendous. Sure. No. I'm banking that the Philadelphia Eagles actually stay healthy this year.
Oh.
Which never happens. I always get burned by this. I'm a Carson Wentz fan. I like the guy. I want to see him succeed. I want to see him succeed in the postseason as well. I think the Cowboys are a very good team. I think the Cowboys make the playoffs as one of the top two wild card seeds in the NFC. I think Philly is poised for a nice bounce back year. Like 11-12 wins good. Go with the Eagles.
Ooh.
On to the NFC North. Pete Shepard.
It's the Packers. Without a doubt, Aaron Rodgers is going to be on a mission from God or somebody to close out his last season with Green Bay before he gets traded. I think he will have – he had a real good year last year. People just don't talk about it enough. Got to the NFC Championship. They were 13-3. He will have a better year this year. Maybe not so much touchdown-interception ratio because that was off the chart ridiculous. He will have more touchdown passes this year than last year. Might have one or two more interceptions, but
– well, he only had four last year, so –
but he only had, what, 24 touchdown passes?
Yeah,
also.
I believe it was 24-4 or 26-4, something like that.
I think both will go up, but more so the touchdown passes will go up. So I'm taking the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North.
If Aaron Rodgers has a better year than last year, then why trade him at that point?
Because he's going to – it's obvious why.
Well, you don't make the switch.
Yeah,
you ride that train.
It. Nope.
I, unlike Pete Shepard, who goes with his homer team in his division, I am not picking the Lions to win this division. I will go with the Green Bay Packers, and I agree with the one Aaron Rodgers is motivated. I think that means a lot. I think the Packers win this division. Chris likes the Bears.
Oh, I do like the Bears in this division, but what I'm realizing is I actually kind of like all the teams in this division.
Well, except you don't like Detroit, do you?
No, I do. I think Detroit... God, Matt Stafford was playing at an MVP level last year before he got hurt. He was putting up some really good numbers. They continue to sign any free agent coming off of the Patriots defense, which I think is a great philosophy. No, I don't think that it's enough for them to win.
Okay.
I do, however, I like Minnesota to win this division. Mm. I like the addition of Yannick Ngakoue. I know that... Oh, the other defensive lineman who just got hurt yesterday. Daniil Hunter just got hurt yesterday. But Yannick Ngakoue is a superstar pass rusher. Nobody knew it because he was doing it in Jacksonville, so you couldn't wrap your head around it. But no, Yannick Ngakoue, big addition for them. I think that Dalvin Cook and Madison, a nice 1-2 punch rushing the ball. And I don't think that the Packers have the camaraderie to stay together for another year. They haven't gotten better anywhere.
I'll go. This is my one real outside-the-box sort of thinking. Because I told you, I got no faith in Trubisky and Foles. I think they're going to be flip-flopping a lot. I think the Bears finished last in that division. How about that? The Bears finished tied, finished last in that division. And I'm not saying they're going to go 2-14. I'm just saying that wouldn't shock me if 7-9 in their last or 6-10. It would not shock me.
I don't have the Bears
like
making the playoffs.
I don't like that quarterback.
You don't?
No, I don't.
That goes against everything you said all offseason.
I know that, but as I'm putting the season together and I'm doing the win-loss game for every single game, all 254 of them, I realize there aren't enough wins on the board to give them to the Bears to get them in.
Why didn't you just agree with me when I told you that 6 months ago?
I think the Trubisky Foles combination is going to backfire.
All right, let's keep it pithy and move on.
I'd say the Bears finish with more wins than the stupid Patriots.
Well, woo! Sandwich bet that anytime you want.
I've been hearing it for two weeks.
Tomorrow, don't eat lunch.
2 weeks I've been hearing it.
Tomorrow, don't eat lunch.
I won't hold my breath.
I promise you tomorrow. You keep bragging on the Patriots because I don't know if you're serious or not. They will be much better than you think they are. I guarantee it.
No, we're serious.
That's a low bar to clear.
Everybody.
Cam Newton all you want. Who's blocking for him?
Who's he throwing
to? Dave Andrews, look at their offensive line. I don't know why you think their offensive line.
A bunch of rookies is who it is.
Wrong. Yeah. Keep telling yourselves that.
You banking on Isaiah Wynn staying healthy this year?
We beat the crap out of Miami in week one. You watch. I'm ready to say they're going to win by at least two touchdowns. Your boys are never ready opening day.
I'd sandwich bet it, but
never.
You got to pay up.
On to the NFC North.
You lose.
Pete Shepard.
What?
Who do you like in the NFC South?
South.
This is tough. I think it's Tampa Bay, New Orleans, right down to the wire. I'll give New Orleans a slight edge here. Slight edge. In a tiebreaker situation, I think both the Saints and Tampa are going to finish at 11-5, but the Saints will win somehow. They'll win the tiebreaker. So I'm going to pick the Saints to win the division.
I'll add to that, and Atlanta will underachieve again. There's just no way. There's no room for Atlanta in this division. I mean, I'm sorry. But I, too, am going to take a motivated Drew Brees and Sean Payton and Saints team to win this division this year. Chris?
Are you guys going to pick any division differently, or are you just going to go the samesies all the way?
I did not pick the Patriots in the AFC East.
Oh, I'm sorry. Buffalo. Yeah, you got something different. No, come on, guys. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win this division going away.
The
road to Tampa goes through Tampa in the NFC. How about that?
Like I said, I think they're going to be tied. I just think somehow New Orleans might win a tiebreaker. That's all. I think it'll be right there.
All right. Did you pick? So Tampa. All right, finally, the NFC West. Pete Shepard.
This is another one where I really... The 49ers could be that team that you think should do well. This is that Super Bowl hangover.
Losers.
I get a red alert feeling about them. They'll be good. But I am going to go outside the box here a little bit.
Go Arizona. Go.
I am going to pick the Arizona Cardinals to sneak away and win this division. I got a hunch that Kyler Murray and company are going to light it up, and they are going to be a tough, tough out. It's not that the Seahawks aren't really good, and the 49ers are the defending NFC champs, but I'm going to think a little outside the box. I'm telling you, it is very, very difficult to get back to the Super Bowl. A lot of cases to get back to the playoffs, especially if you lose. It's very, very difficult. So I'm going to go with Arizona coming in first, and then Seattle and San Fran tied. I'm not saying they might not be one of my playoff teams, but I'm going to pick Arizona to win that division. How about that?
As I look at this division, I'm not impressed with Jared Goff. Kyler Murray, up and comer. Can't wait to watch him develop. Jimmy G in San Francisco, but last time I checked, Seattle still has Russell Wilson, who just keeps getting better. I'm taking Seattle to win this division this year.
Certainly could.
Chris, close it out.
I'm with you guys.
But we're different. So
I'm with you guys in the sense that it's not just a layup for the 49ers. I think the Seahawks were a yard away from winning this division last year. I'm going to roll with the Seahawks, and I don't feel great about it. The NFC's so loaded. There's going to be a team that misses out on the playoffs where you go, they're pretty damn good.
Detroit.
Or at least we thought they were at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. All right, that is a look at the regular season and how it concludes. We'll put it together with wild card picks and who's going to the Super Bowl when we come back. Don't forget, we are talking football here in September. It's still baseball season. By the way, St. Louis 10-2 over Detroit after the 19-0 shellacking. It's in the sixth inning.
The bases loaded jam.
Maybe the Tigers could use a triple play at some point. I'll tell you where you could get a triple play with your insurance at Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. Bundle home, auto, and umbrella, or something like, I don't know, home, auto, and boat. Put all three policies together and save the Damon Brist Farmers Insurance triple play. Discount all three policies. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, was the first farmers agency in Southwest Florida. He's still the fastest growing farmers agent in the country. His phone number is 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. I've switched my personal policies to him. Have you switched yet?
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We will finish up our postseason predictions for the NFL season, which starts tonight with the Chiefs hosting the Texans. After that, we'll talk a little Big Ten. Pete has a letter from the head football coach at Ohio State to the Big Ten
Not happy.
And we've got Wikipedia, where we'll do some NFL trivia. And then Rick Horrow, our sports business guru, will be with us at 5 o'clock. So we got a lot to do. All right, the last segment we went through on the record so that we can stick it to each other the rest of the season with our picks to win the divisions throughout the NFL season. Let's break it down a little bit more. Now we're going to pick our wild cards and then our conference championship. Both sides, and then the Super Bowl.
So we're going to pick three teams for wild cards.
Correct. You may start with the AFC.
Okay. I will take the – this is tough. It really is. I will take the Buffalo Bills as one of my wild cards. I will also – this is very, very difficult. I will take the Denver Broncos as one of my wild cards. And God, this is so tough. This is it's a toss-up. You know what? It's hard. How can I leave the Steelers out? But I'll take the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm actually going to leave the Browns out.
All right.
There's mine.
I have no wild card from the AFC East. I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers as a wild card in the North. I will take both Houston and Tennessee out of the South. And obviously nobody from the West.
Yeah, I debated taking Houston and Indy for my wild card. But
Houston,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
They might squeak. I think that much of Deshaun Watson. MVP candidate.
He may
take an average team and make them good enough. Maybe.
He's spectacular. You're right. I love Deshaun Watson.
So close for that last wild card. A lot of 8-8, 9-7 teams. Maybe even a 7-9 team might be qualified.
All right. Well, we are all on the same page with the Pittsburgh Steelers getting into the playoffs, but as a wild card.
Yes.
So I got them as the number 5 seed, first wild card team. I'll only take one team from the AFC South. That will be the Indianapolis Colts. I agree. I think that Phillip Rivers does enough.
Yeah.
And can work a little magic late in the season. And sneaking in with the final AFC wild card playoff spot.
Here it comes. Vegas, baby.
Your Miami Dolphins, baby. Put them in the playoffs.
Wow.
Opening game against the Chiefs. Lose a nail biter in the wild card round. Nail biter.
Big jump. But okay. So be it. All right, let's do the wild cards in the NFC.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, if you can't tell.
I'm all in.
I'm all in this year.
There's something mixed in that Kool-Aid.
That means Tua will be starting. I hope Tua's starting by then, obviously.
I predict week 5 for Tua starting.
I think it'll be earlier.
After the San Francisco game, I think that Seattle game, them coming across country, prime spot for Tua to start.
All right. I'll give it to week 3.
That's a Thursday night game against Jacksonville. That's it.
Yes.
A tasty spot. The only thing is, you go out to San Francisco the following week. That's the only reason I say week 5, not week 3. But I wouldn't be surprised with that.
And also, I don't know if you heard of me, you might have been on the phone, but that game will not interfere, it looks like, with the NBA Finals with the Miami Heat.
Which one? The Dolphins and Jags?
Dolphins and Jags, yeah.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to be on a different night. So.
All right, Pete Shepard, give me some wild cards from the NFC.
I am going to take, again, this is so tough. Okay, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Seattle Seahawks, because I picked Arizona, and I am going to also take the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. My wild card.
No San Francisco making the playoffs, huh?
Nope.
Good for you.
Nope.
In the NFC East, I will take the Philadelphia Eagles because I had the Cowboys winning it. There will be no wild card from the NFC North. Detroit will miss it by a game.
Oh hey.
Probably 8-8. I will take Tampa Bay as the wild card out of the NFC South. And I know all the scenarios about Super Bowl losers, yada, 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 but I will take San Francisco to eke in as a wild card in the NFC West.
I had them just eked out. I'm not saying they're going to be disastrous. I just think they get eked out.
All right. My NFC wild card teams, I was the only one willing to go out and correctly predict that the Tampa Bay Bucs will win the NFC South. I do think the Saints will still get in. I said blowout. I was a little tongue-in-cheek there. No, the Saints will get in. I like Dallas this year. I think Philly's just going to be a really good team this year, back to Super Bowl form. And so that means I got to leave out one of the two teams from the NFC Championship game last year.
Yeah.
Either the Packers or the Niners. I think the Niners are a more complete team. I'm not buying the Packers this year. I'm sorry. I'm not buying them. People can say that Aaron Rodgers is upset all of he wants. He still doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to outside of Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Have they fixed that problem? Mm-hmm. Did I miss something? No.
No.
They did it. There you go.
All right. Let's now do our conference championship games.
Yep.
Pete Shepard, Who do you have playing to go to the Super Bowl?
Baltimore, without a doubt. Baltimore is in the conference championship game. I've said it for a long time now. They have the easiest schedule on paper. That can change. We know. I'm just saying for now, on paper, they have the easiest schedule. But more importantly, they only have to travel a little bit over 6,000 miles. I think that's an incredible advantage for any team. And it's not even close. They're far and away. So it is going to be the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Tennessee Titans in the AFC
Titans.
In the AFC Championship.
Okay.
How about that?
Then
we're going to pick winners or?
We're
going to do that next. Okay.
Let's do that next round.
Okay.
I'll keep it quick. Yeah. Do your NFC. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's go AFC and then.
All right. Fine. My AFC championship game will be Baltimore versus Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Chris, who's your AFC title game?
Kansas City at Baltimore.
Okay.
Pete, I'm with you. I think Baltimore's regular season, they're gonna roll through it. I'm not with you with the 16-0, but I'm
15-1.
Okay, I'm all about a 14-2. I think for Baltimore this year, they're mm-hmm. yes.
All right, Pete, your NFC championship game.
My NFC championship game is going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the New Orleans Saints.
All right.
How about that?
The St. Louis Cardinals with the 2-run home run, now up 12-2.
Getting close to 16.
Yes. My NFC championship game will be the New Orleans Saints and the Seattle Seahawks.
Good one.
Who do you have as the higher seed? I just want to write who's the home team?
New Orleans.
Okay.
And we'll see how the officials screw them out of yet another Super Bowl, and then Drew Brees retires a sad person.
All right, I'm going to take a little bit of what each of you said. I'm going to say in the AFC, the championship game will be Kansas City at Baltimore. I think Baltimore gets that number one overall seed. And I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their number one overall seed will host Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints in the NFC title game.
Uh-huh.
For the third battle of the year.
That I have, except they have to go to New Orleans because I picked New Orleans.
That's right. I got that.
On a tiebreaker.
I got it noted.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Let's do Super Bowl matchup and winners here. Pete Shepard, what do you got?
I have the Ravens winning the AFC. And although it pains me to do this, I am going to say the Baltimore Ravens will play the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl.
Okay. And who's winning?
I am picking the Ravens to win it.
Okay. I actually agree with your Super Bowl pick. It will be Baltimore versus New Orleans in Tampa. And I'm going to say Drew Brees rides off into the sunset with the confetti coming down. Who dat? The Saints win it all.
But I'll be rooting for Tampa Bay all year. And even if it wasn't Brady on the team, I'd still be rooting for them to play home for a Super Bowl.
Yep.
That would be fun.
All right. I am going to say that the Kansas City Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
And for the first time ever, they will be playing a home team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Playing a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay post-coronavirus. The Ray J will be Rocky.
Yeah.
It'll be spectacular. And Tom Brady will win a Super Bowl. His seventh Super Bowl in his first season.
It moved.
As a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Unbelievable.
Chris, I will never, ever argue with you again until tomorrow. I'm going to give you four sandwiches tomorrow.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're home of the Tampa Bay Bucs right here on 99.3
ESPN. Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done there. All right, real quick before we dial up Wikipedia.
Wow.
You got a hot letter from Ryan Day.
Ryan Day just ripping. Tweeted this out on Ohio State stationery on the Twitter account. While I understand the Big Ten Conference's decision to postpone the football season because of health and safety considerations, the communication of information from the Big Ten following the decision has been disappointing and often unclear. However, We still have an opportunity to give our young men what they have worked so hard for, a chance to safely compete for a national championship this fall. Not in my poll.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly be prouder of how this team, our medical personnel, athletic director, and president have stayed together and managed through this extremely difficult time with so many unanswered questions. The Big Ten Medical Subcommittee has done an excellent job of creating a safe pathway toward returning to play in mid-October. These young men and their parents have asked so many questions that I do not have an answer to. But the one thing that hurts the most is, why can these other teams and players play and we can't? Duke is playing Notre Dame. Clemson is playing Wake Forest this weekend. Our players want to know, why can't they play? Signed, Ryan Day.
Fact. I'm telling you. I'm rooting for Ohio State more than I ever have in my entire life.
Not to mention, let's not forget, Friday night lights going on all around them in high school on Saturday afternoons, too, I'm sure. Yep. So all high school kids are playing in Ohio and Michigan, but not colleges.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is playing. The Bearcats. They're playing this weekend, are they not?
Cincinnati.
Right, so it's not even all colleges. Okay, it's just select colleges in Ohio.
Yeah, you're right.
That's even worse. All righty. Let's fire it up. Since the NFL starts tonight, we're doing NFL trivia. And we're looking for caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN. You can win a copy of the PGA Tour 2K21 for either Xbox or PS4. It's the newest golf game.
No, we're out of PS4. It's only on Xbox.
Xbox only.
Thought I updated that. That's my bad.
Newest golf game featuring an all-new career mode, plus more top pros and courses, tons of different gameplay features, so you can hit the links with your friends without ever leaving your house. Caller number 9. Get yourself a free copy right here. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
Going to do NFL trivia. We start the season tonight. Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. Caller number 9 is Jay in North Fort Myers. Jay, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Very good. How old are you, Jay?
30.
Who is your favorite NFL team?
I moved down from Nebraska a few years ago, so I kind of have to say Bucks now.
Okay.
Well, who was it before that?
I'm a fantasy football guy. Nebraska, we didn't really have a team.
All right. Yeah. My kind of guy right there.
So you never on Sundays?
No, he rooted for his team, Pete. That's the point of it. No, he's got his own team.
Bear with me.
He was a Nebraska Cornhusker on Saturday and didn't pay much attention to the particular team.
Didn't lean towards anybody in the Midwest?
Maybe Chiefs or Bears, but...
All right.
Stick with the Bucks.
You're disqualified.
Yeah. No.
All right, first one to three correct answers is a winner. Jay, you get to go first. Your first question is, what player was voted unanimous MVP last season?
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Hey. Whoa! Hey, don't. We can't swear on the radio.
Hey, I said Fox.
No. It's okay. Moving on.
Pete Shepard, help him out.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson was the MVP. Pete Shepard, yes. Your question. Who set an all-time single-season record with 149 receptions last year?
I believe that was MT, Mike Thomas.
That was. All right, Jay. Who led the NFL with 5,109 passing yards last year?
Drew Brees.
No.
Pete, help him out.
Jameis Winston.
It was Jameis Winston, believe it or not.
Third stringer, Jameis Winston.
Yeah. For the.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Who led all quarterbacks with 36 passing touchdowns?
That was the. It was not the guy from Kansas City. It was the aforementioned Lamar Jackson.
That is correct. A 2-0 lead for Pete Shepard. All right, Jay, you really need this one. What player led the league in rushing yards and had tied for the most rushing touchdowns?
Christian McCaffrey.
Pete Shepard?
Just signed a big deal. Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, that's great. All right.
Not as big as you thought, but it was a big deal.
Right.
Should have been bigger. Cost me a sandwich.
Pete Shepard. For the win and the shutout. Who led the league in sacks last season?
Oh, another Shaq, Barrett.
Yes, Shaquille Barrett with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes. That's a win.
Yes, and he was awesome.
19 and a half sacks, by the way.
Yep.
All right, Jay, we appreciate you playing, and good luck with your fantasy football this year, and we'll see if your Bucks can get to a Super Bowl.
How do you feel about the Huskers not playing?
Disappointing.
Yeah.
But hopefully they figure it out whenever they vote.
Yeah. You still all in on Scott Frost?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, man.
I am his coach of the year 2 years ago. He let me down.
It took Tom Osborne, 15 years before his first championship?
Are you going to give Frost 15 years?
We'll give him five.
We gave both Blaney, too, so we'll see.
All right, Jay, have a good one, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Pete Shepard, you are on a roll. Let's see if we can keep it going.
All right.
What team was the number one seed in the NFC playoffs last year?
The 49ers.
Yes, because their ceiling was 10, remember?
Yes.
10 wins.
Minnesota and then the Packers.
No, the Packers were 2.
No, but I'm saying they played Minnesota in the playoffs, then the Packers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, don't snap at me.
No, what? I thought you were seeding the teams.
What quarterback finished the season with a league-high 117.5 passer rating?
Oh, Chris's new favorite player.
No, not new.
Well, been a fan of this guy for going on a decade now.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
That's league-leading passer rating for all you haters out there. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill, best passer in football last year, according to the numbers.
What was the last team Tom Brady and the Patriots beat? Because we know it wasn't the Dolphins in the...
Team that they always beat was the week before, the Buffalo Bills. That won't change much, trust me.
What was the result of Tom Brady's last pass as a New England Patriot?
It was a pick six against Tennessee.
I just threw that in there.
I know.
Who threw the second most interceptions behind one Jameis Winston's 30?
We talked about this because there was a race at one point. Him and Jameis and Baker.
That is correct. Mayfield. It's pretty much clean sweep from Pete Shepard today. Wow. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think I've asked all those questions before.
All right, coming up, Rick Harrell will join us. And a bit of a preview for tonight's NFL season opener with the Chiefs and the Texans in Kansas City. All that and more coming up, plus hot takes by me.
And it stinks because I have to wait until the late game on Monday Night Football to watch Ryan Tannehill play. It's a tough spot.
Oh, you know, I forgot about Monday Night Football.
That's the 10-20 game, Titans at Broncos.
I know.
10-20.
I mean,
Drew Lock.
Tannehill and Drew Lock. Pete, we need to have a sandwich bet of some sort with those quarterbacks going head-to-head.
I'm not doing any sandwich bets for the first month of the season on any games because
Kevin.
Really don't know what – I mean, Miami could go to New England. I don't know what to expect. I really don't. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I think the Chiefs will win.
The power of the coin flip. It's a beautiful thing.
See how it does. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.